It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of this show. I was going to say the segment, the show.
The show!
Well, of course. We are super lucky to have Lilith of Everlane Breaker on the line. Kia ora, Lilith. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Of course. You were last up in Tāmaki playing for Junk Fest, if I'm right?
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. And you've got a gig coming up next week that we're going to talk a little bit more about shortly with Lucien Rice, Dropper, and First Reserve. But, you know, how are you feeling about the gig and coming back up and playing here in Tāmaki Makaurau so soon?
So soon. I'm pretty excited. I really love, I love Auckland. I love coming up to play. It's always really exciting. I'm excited for the show. I'm doing a slightly different setup than what I'm used to.
Ooh.
So it'll be a bit more of like I've got my friend playing the drums for me. So it'll be more of like a thing.
Ooh.
But what was I going to say? I guess I haven't played like my solo music in Auckland properly, like in a while.
Yeah.
At least not since like Halloween last year, if I remember correctly. Like there hasn't been like an Everlane Breaker build show in Auckland in a bit, I guess.
For sure. Oh, it's so exciting. And you actually are from Auckland originally. How have you kind of found like moving, being a musician and making music, moving from Auckland to Pōneke?
It's been like, I don't know, I've recently been in a bit of like a I miss Auckland era. My friends can kind of vouch for me. I've kind of been like, I think the nostalgia's like been brewing and it kind of started hitting recently. And I'm just sort of like, guys, like I miss Graylin. Like,
honestly,
yeah. Like low key, I'm like, bring back Ponsonby Road, like bring back the Sky Tower.
We've been saying this.
We love Ponsonby Road. We love Graylin Park. The list goes on.
Shout out. Yeah, I think like, I don't know, I do really love it here in the capital city. The community is so great. And like I found, once I moved, I really like found I already had like people, like I had all my friends, we all moved down together. We were already doing music, obviously, but I met so many new people, and I found because it's so tiny here and like we just met it just like, and everyone was very, I've said this like 1,000 times to a bunch of people when I talk about moving, but everyone was very welcoming in a way I wasn't used to, where everyone was just like, yo, I like your music, like let's do a show, like let's do this. And I wasn't used to that sort of, I don't know, there's a nice community here.
For
but
sure.
At the same time, like I'm a city girl and I miss the big city.
No, I get you. I think the Pōneke music scene is so great, and it definitely like is amplified by the kind of closeness of everybody. But I can imagine that's really nice to be in that space. But we've got lots of songs to play that you've given to us today for the segment. We're gonna start off with Cheerleader by Porter Robinson. So we'll hit that track and then we'll talk a little bit more after that.
Yeah, awesome.
Slow down, I can tell you're acting your heart out. She's addicted, obsessed, like I know I can fail.
All right, tell us a bit about this track. Why did you choose this song?
Well, I actually couldn't really hear it coming. I was hearing just a little bit of like a cappella coming through.
Okay, we'll try to fix that in the next round.
That's all good. I wasn't sure if I should like chime in and be like, oh my god, I can't hear anything. But like, and I was just making sure, I was like, the song was playing, right? Anyway.
We just left you hanging, sorry.
Oh, now I can hear myself.
Ooh. Oh. I think we've got it.
We've got it on lock now.
Got it on lock. Why'd you pick this track?
Well, the reason I picked this song, it is a bit of a preamble, but my thought process going into picking these songs was like, I wanted to, okay, wait, hold on, rewind. I've been working on two albums at the moment for the last like couple of years.
Exciting.
This is not like super public information, but I guess I kind of have to say it here for this to make sense. But basically, I've been working on this first album for like 2 years now, and then at some point last year I started working on the follow-up, and then slowly but surely they kind of became like sister albums that I plan to release this year. And I thought, for the picking my songs, I was like, I'll pick one song that is hugely inspirational for the first album and another song that's hugely inspirational to the second. And that is this song, because the second album is like a big pop EDM, like dance, fun vibe. And this was the song that really like changed. I don't know, this song kind of rewired my brain a bit when I first heard it. Like when it came out last year, I was sort of just like, oh my God, it's like pop brilliance. It's so, I love music that's super, super bright, super like, I just love pop. I love like good melodies. I love, I call it like caramel music, where kind of burns a little bit because it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I love that in music. And to me, this song really encapsulates that. Like it's super, I don't know. And it's kind of got this cool mix of like dance music with the big lead in the intro. And then it's kind of like a indie rock song at the same time. And I love the combination of that. And that's what made me realize, I was like, oh, I know what I want, what I'm doing next to sound like. And I was like, I want to go super bubblegum and just super like bright. And yeah, I don't know. That's the song that really inspired that. Yes.
For sure. Yeah, I maybe we'll get into your second track, because I got a question I want to ask you about your like separate projects. But we've got a track by Shadow Community, which I hadn't heard before, and I'm really into it. So I'm stoked to have you sharing this one. We'll play it for everybody. This is Restless Song by Shadow Community. From the question I was going to ask, you make and perform music and have made music in the past under these various different aliases, now Evelyn Breaker or Girls Factory, if I'm correct. How do you kind of see the separation or difference between your different outputs?
I guess the main two that I do is Evelyn Breaker and Girls Factory. And Girls Factory is like my, for those who don't know, it's like my super like kind of crazy dance music side project, where it's just like super like as I said, super like cheerful and just crazy and loud and like abrasive and just like I just remix a bunch of songs that I'm into and just like make them super like turn crazy and then I don't know, DJ them and stuff. But and then Evelyn Breaker is my like, it's me, it's like my, I'm singing and I'm like, it's my songwriting things, whereas Girls Factory is more just having fun and like producing and like my love for dance music. And so I keep them, originally I kept them, I actually was thinking about this today. I used to keep them like really separate. Like I was really shy about people, the public, I guess, knowing about Girls Factory. I was like, oh, it's stupid. And like, people aren't going to take me seriously as an artist. You know, like I was like, people don't want to hear my K-pop like remixes. Like this is, you know what I mean? And then I realized I did a show and I was like, oh my God, everyone loves it. And I realized like, why am I hiding this part of myself? I don't know, it's just like fun. Actually that reminds me, I've said like it's very much the two sides of myself. Like one of them's like a much more serious, much more like, I guess a lot of my music's very like yearn vibes, like very that. And my more, I don't know, emotional side, I guess. And then Girls Factory is just like, I wanna have fun, like I wanna party with my friends, like what's the craziest sound I could make? Like what's something that really is just making me like laugh?
You know? Oh no, I love that. Tell me a bit about this track. This is, I realize that it's composed by the same people as Midair Thief, which checks it out why I like it. This is Restless Song by Shadow Community for our listeners. Tell us a bit about this one, Lilith.
Yeah, well this is actually, it's a Midair Thief side project. And anyway, this song, I knew as soon as I was asked to do this, I was like, I have to talk about this song. This has always been like what I would consider my favorite song of all time, especially like the second half of this song. And it was hugely, hugely inspiring for this first album. And all of the Midair Thief stuff as well, that album Crumbling is my favorite album of all time and I'm hugely inspired by it.
Great choice.
Yeah, I just love like, I don't know, it's like a completely different side. It's like, that's why I like chose Cheerleader as well, because they're complete opposites, but so are these two albums. And yeah, this first album that I'm releasing is much more like folk-esque. I don't know, there's a lot of guitars and it's very slow and it's very, I don't know, I love like big textures and like it's very kind of, I don't know, there's one song on the album that is like totally kind of ripping off this song a bit. but I just love like, I don't know, I love big, pretty, I just love feel like music that makes you just go like, whoa, like I'm being kind of transported or something, I don't know.
No,
I think, and this is, that song is the one that really does it for me every time I listen to it, and that second half where everything starts building, I just get goosebumps like every time. And I'm just like, ever since I heard it back many, many years ago, I was like, I want to make music this good.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make music that makes me feel like this.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah. I feel like this word is so overused, but it is ethereal and it is really gorgeous. We've got one last track that you've got for us today. ETA by NewJeans. So we'll hit that one and then continue chatting.
Yeah, sounds good.
I feel like it's so It's such a fun song and is so reflective of the music that you play under Girls Factory, which is so great.
For sure.
And your show next week at Whammy on the 16th of August. Can you describe for the listeners what we can kind of expect from an Everline Breaker show?
Well, it really depends because it's my thing, I can kind of do whatever I want with it, and I'm a little bit like spontaneous about it. But this coming up show, I kind of like all these shows I do to be different from the last one. Even though I might play the same songs, I want, like the last few shows I've done were experimenting with entirely solo, like just me singing and the songs. But this time I've got like a drummer and I'm going to be playing like the bass. It's much more like rock orientated, because I'm playing with like three great rock bands, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't just pull up and like press space bar on my laptop, you know, I should probably do something. So if for what to expect, I guess it's a little bit like a Restless Song. I will be playing stuff from this first album, playing a cover of a Bia Badoobie song that I love, which I thought about choosing, but I refrained. But yeah, unfortunately, we'll not be doing any of the crazy dance pop stuff. But I'm gonna be doing the pop stuff, but it's just like with guitars.
Mm. Well, if we want the dance stuff, we'll just go. We'll come to a Girls Factory show.
Come to a Girls Factory show, or come to an Everline Breaker show down the line, where I get bored of the rock music and I start playing all my dance songs.
I think it's so cool, like what you've said about artists having different facets and then playing under different names. Because I feel like, not like the Dean Blunt of it all, you know, like there's just so many different types of music that a singular artist can play. And I think genre 100%. Has this annoying way of like putting people in a box, and it's so cool that you've been able to like express different genres of music through different like aliases. And kind of just speaking on translating your music into a live show, and you've mentioned you're going to be playing with people this time around. What's that process looked like for you, and how's that, what's that experience been like rehearsing and whatnot?
It's pretty interesting as like a solo artist, and like I originally started like, of course, in a band, which was a very collaborative setting. Until I started really pursuing the solo stuff. But I find it kind of difficult, honestly. Sometimes it's great, but sometimes it's really difficult because to me, I'm just like, I wanna sit on my laptop and, whoa, I'm sorry, getting a phone call. did you not see my Instagram story? Anyway.
Not now.
But like, anyway, I do find it tricky sometimes. I also find it a little tricky to be quite like assertive when I didn't realize this, and it took a while, but my dear friend Shay, who was playing guitar for me a while back for a couple of shows, cause he's like the best guitarist I know. And I was like, okay, well, I want someone to play guitar for me cause I'm not that good. I know, you know, the best man to ask. But anyway, I remember he sort of talked to me and he was sort of like, you need to like tell me what to do. You can't just go like, here's the song and sort of expect it. I was sort of used to that. So I realized, I was like, oh shit, this is like my thing. Like I have to be like, oh, can you like not play that in that part and do this? And I have to actually be a bit bossy, which is not something that comes naturally to me. So I do find collaborating with that not difficult. It's definitely like, it's not impossible, and it's really great when it works. But for me, the with live music, because I'm going on a like tangent here, sorry, but like I find it's really, I'm really like the music first. Like I just want people to hear the songs. But then I guess also people want to hear these songs live, and I guess they haven't released any of them yet. But I forget that, like, I don't know, sometimes I wish I could just go up on stage, press play, and then just like sit down and like listen to the songs with people rather than perform them, but that's not That's not how that works. So I am. That's what I'm saying. I've been planning. I'm like, I'm gonna so hosting a listening party. I'm gonna be so annoying and be like, all right, everyone come and sit down and listen to my music on good speakers, because I know some of y'all are gonna listen to it on your damn AirPods and it's gonna sound bad.
That's literally so how it feels.
I want everyone to be like, literally, I'm like, I'm gonna be so annoying and be like, okay, you want to hear my album for the first time? You're gonna have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but, it's your project. Like, people can listen to it the way you want them to hear it.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I forget that I have, as I said, I forget that I have like the full creative control in this scenario. But yeah, I guess what I was trying to get at with the performing thing, I kind of got lost, was I do need other people to help me bring the songs to life, like on the stage, because as I said, I can't just sit there. So having like a drummer like really immediately breathes life into the song when you can hear and see someone doing the, you know, and right in front of you and playing the guitar or playing the bass, like it's a lot more immediate. And the songs, I have to like come to terms with the fact that the songs will sound different live from the studio version, but they're in kind of a new thing within themselves. I don't know.
Yeah, no, exciting. I mean, I think the live experience is often totally different from, you know, listening in your damn AirPods.
Listening in your damn AirPods.
So, you know what? Everyone should just, like, go along to the show. Cracked lineup. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be a little such stacked, a good I won't lie.
I know.
It's a little stacked.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Super excited. We're going to listen to one of your songs. We're gonna play Ritual. Very excited.
Okay, good choice. This is the first single from my album, for those who don't
know. Jesus.
So this is my favorite song on the album. It's my favorite song I've written.
Oh, yay.
Which is why it's out, and that's why nothing else is out, because I still haven't finished everything. Like, the album's still in its last little stage, but I made this song and I was like, this has to come out now.
Well,
it took me like a year, but like after about a year of working on it, I was like, it has to come out now. So that's why it's out.
I'm so glad of this.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Lilith, for chatting to us and, you know what, doing our job for us. Picking some songs.
That's awesome.
Picking some songs.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day. This is going to be Ritual by Evelyn Breaker. You're on 95 BFM.
that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.